Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I warned you about a provision in last week's bailout and stimulus law that prohibits state and local governments from cutting taxes. To show why this is important, here is a real-life example of how a Michigan tax reduction led to creating more jobs and businesses, along with an increase in total Michigan state government tax collections. 22 years ago, Michigan joined other states in adopting a sales and use tax exemption on the retail sales of coins and precious metals bullion. Back then, I projected that the Michigan Treasury would collect greater sales and other taxes than it would lose from the exemption. I later documented that not only did Michigan see a net increase in sales tax collections because of this exemption, it also experienced increased income and business tax collections. How was this possible? The impetus behind this change in taxes was that Michigan was charging a consumption tax on assets that are not consumed and for which the federal and state governments collect income taxes on the profits when people sell these investments. When tax laws change, people alter their financial activities. Once this exemption took effect, it impacted the people of Michigan. More Michigan residents were able to make local purchases of coins and precious metals bullion instead of having to purchase them out of state for storage in vaults in Delaware or to have them stored in the vaults of the Perth Mint in Australia, the Royal Canadian Mint in Canada, or the Royal Mint in England. Alternatively, Michigan investors could purchase paper forms of precious metals bullion through the New York COMEX futures and options contracts or shares of exchange-traded funds. None of these alternatives incurred liabilities for Michigan sales taxes. However, they also did not bring customers to Michigan businesses. Once the exemption took effect, customers started patronizing in-state businesses for these products. As they did so, in-state businesses saw a huge surge in the sales of other merchandise on which Michigan sales taxes were still collected. This one shift covered about two-thirds of lost sales tax collections from the exemption. Be sure to come back next Wednesday when I detail three more ways that a Michigan tax reduction ended up increasing state tax collections here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.